Frank James Bailey back with us is we're going to talk more of Turkana, and we're going to talk an appearance, Frank, that you have here in Fort Wayne, like just in a matter of days at Fantasticon.
Yeah, Fantasticon in Fort Wayne, which is October 29th and October 30th. That is Halloween weekend. And it's going to be at the Grand Wayne Center in Fort Wayne. I don't know where that's at. Do you know where that's at?
Downtown, super easy to get to.
Okay, no problem.
Because you're coming in from Ohio, so what you want to do is just hop on 30 and keep going straight, and you'll eventually get to the Grand Wayne Center.
Boom, there you go.
Super, super easy.
Like I said, I'm from Lima, so this is like the closest Comic-Con to me. So I've been to Toledo, I've been to Cincinnati, I've been to Columbus, I've been to, you know, up near Michigan and stuff. So I've been all over the place, but this is going to be the closest one I'm going to.
And that's exciting that you're actually going to be, like, right here, because, you know, we've talked a lot about Turkana and all the things you have going on, and now we can actually meet you in person, get ourselves a copy of the book, and ask you all sorts of questions, right?
Exactly, yeah. Now, I'm only going to have the first book because I haven't published the second book yet, but the second, if anybody who knows anything about writing, okay, let's say you're a writer, or if you know anybody who are writers, we go through different drafts. Right now, I am on the fifth draft of Turkana, book two, Dr. Tune the Vanagon. I'm kind of having my wife go through it first, and then we're going to send it off to a couple of beta readers, which basically, maybe I have some teenage friends who want to read it, kind of go through it, see what they think. I kind of generally know what I want to do with it and where it's going to go and what I want to change or not change, but I want to see what some teenagers think, because that's really what the target audience is anyway. It's family-friendly, so that's what the target audience is. Why not give it to some of them to kind of see what they think.
Now, do you have a rough timetable for when you want to get the second book out?
Well, I'm going to a Comic-Con in Toledo, which is the beginning of March. It's Fantasticon, of all Fantasticons. You know, it's when we're going to the same company that's running Fantasticon this weekend in Fort Wayne. I'm going to Fantasticon in Toledo at the beginning of March. I want to have this done and out before then, because I want to try and debut it either there or sometime before then.
Okay, so my
goal is to have this out and published before beginning of March of next year.
Yeah, so you're just really a couple of months away, right?
Yeah, just a couple of months. Well, like I said before, I it's generally done. I just want to see what some other people think about it, because I gave it to a friend of mine last year, and he's, I don't know if I told you or not, but, you know, Turkana has an alter ego. Her name is Paige. Well, then a friend of mine said, well, how did she get her name? And then, so I kind of wrote a whole scene around his question. So that's how she got her name, you know. Maybe there's a teenager or somebody out there who's going to read it and goes, you know, why is this that way? Or shouldn't that be the other way instead? Maybe you're right. It's something maybe I just didn't see, you know, that kind of thing.
Now, if you could, and this is going to be difficult to do, but sum up Turkana for us, just so that way people know and what they're getting into when they come and they actually meet you at Fantasticon here in Fort Wayne at the Grand Wayne Center Halloween weekend, when they come and meet Frank James Bailey and they see Turkana, what can they expect?
Okay, well, the book is about a princess who starts off at the very beginning, okay? She's a princess, but her mother is very evil. They both have the same kind of power. Mother and daughter both have the same kind of power, which is they can create things. Lightning bolts come out of their fingers, and they create things similar to Green Lantern. But the difference is, the bigger the construct, the faster it disappears. The smaller the construct, the longer it'll stay. And they can't make air or water either. So if mother and daughter both have the same power, but mother is evil, one day, and you can read this part online on the Turkana website, the samples, this is the very beginning of the book, one of the first four chapters, mother had put her own husband, the king, in a prison. And daughter's like, that's the last straw. So she goes there, kind of breaks him out, and then they leave this planet called Batacora 3, then they come to Earth because they leave the evil mother behind. And that's how it starts off. Pardon me. And then then they come to Earth and she becomes a superhero. And like I've said to some people who have wanted to buy the book, I said, it's family friendly. So it's something if it was a cartoon, you'd see it on Nickelodeon or Disney XD or Cartoon Network. So don't be thinking it's like too risky for kids or something. Oh, my daughter doesn't like that. You know, it's also mainly for girls. It's a female superhero and she's all covered up. It's not like, you know, Supergirl and Wonder Woman are both fantastic female superheroes, but of course they show leg, which is no problem, but that's fine, you know. But there's a couple of other superheroes out there that are mostly in like a all-around bodysuit, and that's what Turkana is. She's an all-around bodysuit. And I've had some I've had some reviews on Amazon.com with people who seem to like it. So I'm hoping it turns into something even better somewhere down the road, but I got to get there first. But yeah, Turkana is about a female superhero, and she makes concerts, and she can't fly, so she makes a flying surfboard, and the town that she protects is a made-up town in Ohio.
And you were able to make that up based on your experiences growing up in that region, correct?
The whole seed of the idea kind of came from my daughter, okay? She, one day, about 2 or 3 years ago, when she was like 7 years old, she said, "Daddy, I don't like princess anymore. I like superheroes." So that idea, that seed of an idea planted in my head, and that's where the beginning of the whole book, where she kind of tells off her mother, and her mother's like, you're a princess, you better act like one. And she kicks off her crown, kind of tosses it, and leaves it behind, because she leaves her princess life behind, and of course that makes mother all mad. And if you think this sounds a tiny bit familiar, my daughter doesn't like Star Wars. But of course, I love Star Wars, and Star Wars is about the father and son thing, Luke and Anakin, right? You know, Luke Skywalker, Darth Vader. Well, so my daughter's like Star Wars. I wanted to give her something similar to that, so that you got Medea, who is the mother, very evil, and you got Turkana, who is the hero of Earth, and, you know, who knows, maybe they'll meet up again someday, but, you know, the whole idea is she's leaving her evil mother behind, and then she has to progress and grow into being a superhero. And the first book is about that. The first book is about her becoming the superhero, about, you know, explaining her powers. There's not really a big supervillain in the first book. In the second book, there will be. That's why it's called Dr. Q and the Banana Gum. The first supervillain is Dr. Q. And I got an idea for the third book as well. But that's way down the line, though.
And then we want to encourage everyone to obviously come and see you at Fantasticon and purchase the book there. But there are other ways that people can check out the character, check out the book. Where can they go to do that?
Well, the book is available at Turkana.com. You can also check out the characters, all the characters and all the villains are on there as well. You can see where I'm going to be the next Comic-Con. You can also go to the Turkana Facebook page. I have a specially made Facebook page. It's basically Facebook / Turkana. Very easy to find. And I'm here's a small, funny thing. I'm trying to make a goal of getting to 1,200 likes by Halloween weekend, by the time I get to that Comic-Con in Fort Wayne. I have 1,998.
Okay, we can do this then. We can do this.
I only have a couple more to go within a week. I'm hoping I cross that line. So,
yeah, anyway, I think you'll be able to get there.
Yeah, I'm hoping to be able to get there. But my reward is if I get over 1,200 likes by that weekend on the website, I'll release a chapter of book two.
Oh, that's
nice.
I got
a sneak peek of it.
All right.
So it's a small chapter, but it's one of the funny chapters, and it's I think they'll like it, and it's where it's going from here. So, and you get to see the characters. Matter of fact, book two, as somebody has told me who have already read it, that it's more character driven than super. You get to meet and see how the characters are like. It's more character development in book two. You get to see all that. And you get to see this little chapter if I get over 1,200 likes on the like page, which has to be pretty simple, though.
So let's do that. Let's like it so we can get that that sneak peek chapter.
There
I'm
you
sure
go,
everyone
exactly.
wants to read that. Hey, and when it comes to Fantasticon, I know we're, a week or so out, Halloween weekend at the Grand Wayne Center. Do you know exactly where you're going to be? Have they given you your booth assignment yet, or will you find that out a little later?
They have. I don't exactly have it on me, but it's pretty easy to find. I'm the only guy I'm one of the few guys who only have a book there. Most of the people who go to Comic-Cons in Artist Alley are artists, and they have these big banners and stuff. I just have one little banner behind me. 99% of the time, I'm wearing a black shirt with Turkana on it. It's very easy to find me. I'm in Artist Alley. And like I said, there's a lot of other stars there, or at least other people there, too, and a lot of other things going on. I'm just a guy in Artist Alley. I really appreciate you talking about Turkana and stuff, but I've been to Fantasticon in Toledo. I've been to Fantasticon in Birch Run, Michigan. I'm going to Fantasticon in Toledo next year, and probably Lansing as well. I've been to a couple of these Fantasticons before, and they're great. It's a great Comic-Con for kids to go to, because they have a cosplay contest on Saturday for kids and a cosplay contest for the adults on Sunday.
Oh, wow, that's awesome.
Yeah, and I think I don't know what the top prize is. You'll have to go to, I think it's fantasticon.net to get all the details. There's a commercial running, I think, in your area. But there, also people are going to be there, like horror film directors, John Russo, which is, he directed Night of the Living Dead, Scott Spiegel, he directed Evil Dead 2, a couple other things. For, of course, it's Halloween weekend, so you expect to see some zombies there, you know.
Oh, yeah, of course.
There's also going to be the 1966 replica of the Batmanmobile. And like I said before, it's going to be, there's going to be a couple of cosplay contests. And you can't have a Comic-Con without cosplays, right?
Well, no, that goes hand in hand now.
Now, I'm hoping to see you there that weekend, man. I'm going to let that get you sometime.
Now, I might not do any cosplay, but my plan is to be there.
Okay. Because one thing, speaking of cosplay, I'm pretty sure my daughter will be there on Saturday. I'm going to have her dress up as Turkana. So you can actually meet Turkana in person.
Now, that's awesome, because that's a photo opportunity right there that you want to take advantage of.
Exactly, yeah.
And you've had her cosplay at some of these other conventions before, haven't you?
Yes, I was at a convention in the Cleveland area called NeoCon, and she cosplayed up there. I wanted to have her cosplay at this bookstore I was going to in Toledo, but that's one of the very few places I had to cancel because I actually got the flu.
Oh, no.
So she's all set to go, and I couldn't go. I had to cancel because I had like 102.9 fever, and it's one of the very few times I ever had to cancel anything. But the person who was running that bookstore totally understood, said, don't worry about it, we're fine, so...
Yeah, it happens, and there's no reason to infect everyone with the sickness.
Exactly, yeah, there's no reason to go just to infect everyone, so I canceled it. But I'm lucky it wasn't on a weekend where I spent a lot of money to go to a Comic-Con, you know. So some of these Comic-Cons can cost a lot of money to go to. I really want to go to some bigger Comic-Cons in some bigger cities, but I can't afford it right now. That's why I'm trying to get this book out. I want to have more books on the table. I think by the time I get to like a third or fourth book on the table and I have a fourth book published, I might try to go to like Detroit. Or maybe even in New York or something, you know, but that's a long way away.
Yeah, because there's obviously more bang for your buck that you're spending to get out there if you have more books available.
Exactly. I went to a bunch of different Comic-Cons this year, and I've been to some smaller ones that only cost me $25 for a table or something. And then one was in Dayton, one was in, another one was in Dayton this past weekend I went to, the last weekend. It was called SuburbiCon. It was all about artists. There were no vendors there selling comic books. It was just all about the artist. And that was pretty cool. I sold like 3 books there.
Oh, awesome. Good deal.
That was pretty. And there's a lot of kids there, too. There was actually a room where the kids can make capes and a mask and do drawings and stuff. It was all about promoting good artwork and other stuff. And the vendors are people like us. We're selling our books and our artwork. So people got to see us. And that was in the Kettering, I think it was. So, but yeah, after Fantasticon, I'm going to Akron. And that's another big 2-day Comic-Con. Then I'm going to Dayton. Oh, no, where else? I'm going to Columbus and then somewhere else. And I think that wraps it up. Right before Thanksgiving is my last Comic-Con.
Yeah, you're definitely on the road through the holidays then, aren't you?
Yeah, I'm on the road a lot, but not as much as some other people. My goal next year is to go to more bookstores than Comic-Cons, although I do want to hit some Comic-Cons next year. Because I don't know if you know anything about Comic-Cons, I have to buy the table, you know, to promote my stuff. Well, at a bookstore, if I can get in there, I don't have to buy the table. You know, I just go there and say, hey, come, that's a book signing for Frank James Bailey and Turkana. They come in, they come meet the book and stuff. It doesn't cost me anything. So that's pretty cool. But when I go to a Comic-Con, I have to buy the table. That's why, even though I bought the table at Fort Wayne, that's, you know, you've been like a lot of help telling people about the Fantasticon at the Grain Wine Center in Fort Wayne, and of course telling people about Turkana as well. So, and I hope a lot of your listeners too love, superheroes, especially female superheroes, will come on and check me out on Halloween weekend, October 29th and October 30th.
And it sounds awesome. It's an awesome book, Turkana. You can meet Frank James Bailey, buy yourself a copy, and if you're there when Frank's daughter is there, you can get your picture with Turkana herself, which sounds like an awesome experience.
Yeah! I think she'd like that, too. She was a big star when I was in Cleveland. She got a picture with all the other cosplayers. That was pretty cool.
And, Frank, I can't wait. Well, and I know we'll talk again soon, definitely, as you get things moving with Book 2 as we get closer to launching that. So you're definitely more than welcome to come back and join us anytime. And we'll see you at Fantasticon Halloween weekend at the Grand Wayne Center.
All right. No problem, man.